Hey dads, before we jump into today's episode, I want to let you know about a great resource we have for you called the Dad Son Challenge, 10 manly activities that dads and sons can do together. These are fun activities that you and your son can do to help both of you get better at being men that are based around the 5 marks of manhood that we talk about in each episode of Manly Tales. So go to manhoodtribes.com/challenge where you can download your free Dad Son Challenge today. That's manhoodtribes.com/challenge. Welcome to Manly Tales, stories for making men out of boys, a podcast for dads and sons to listen to together. I'm Don Ross, the host of Manly Tales, and each episode you'll hear my sons and me talk about the stories that are inspiring and teaching us about what it means to be a man. We're excited to have you listen in with us. Today's episode wraps up Season 5 of Manly Tales, where we're talking about Greek heroes and legends. This episode is about Perseus. Let's listen together.
In an age of gods and heroes, there lived a young and fearless champion named Perseus. His name was known throughout the land for his bravery and quick wit. Little did he know that his most epic adventure was about to unfold. One fateful day, the resounding voice of King Polydectes shook the grand halls of Seriphus, a remote island kingdom.
"Perseus," the king commanded, "I desire a gift that only a hero of your stature can deliver. Bring me the head of the dreaded Gorgon, Medusa."
Perseus was taken aback by the request. Medusa the Gorgon was a creature of terror, with the power to turn anyone who met her gaze into cold stone. But Perseus could not refuse the king's decree. With unwavering determination and a few divine gifts, he accepted the quest and set forth on a perilous journey that would test his mettle like never before. As Perseus ventured forth, he encountered a wise old man with a staff adorned with 2 intertwined serpents, none other than Hermes, the messenger of the gods. Recognizing Perseus' noble mission, Hermes bestowed upon him a gleaming bronze shield.
"Use this shield wisely," Hermes advised, his voice filled with wisdom. "It shall aid you in avoiding the Gorgon's deadly gaze."
Grateful for the gift, Perseus continued his arduous journey. He traversed treacherous terrain, battled fierce creatures, and weathered the elements until he arrived at the dismal lair of the Gorgon. The cave was cloaked in darkness, and the stench of death hung heavy in the air. There, Medusa slithered, her hair composed of venomous serpents, her eyes blazing like fiery coals. Medusa's appearance was a sight to behold. Her twisted visage bore scars of her monstrous transformation. Serpents coiled and writhed in place on her once flowing locks, hissing and snapping at the air. Her eyes, crimson orbs that glowed with an otherworldly fire, betrayed by the malevolence of her soul.
"Who dares to intrude on my domain?"
she hissed, her voice a cruel symphony of hissing serpents. Unyielding, Perseus announced himself.
"I am Perseus, here to claim your head and deliver my people from the tyranny of King Polydectes."
Medusa's serpentine hair lunged at him with venomous fury, but Perseus was prepared. He hid from her gaze and used the reflective shield to see where she stood. He raised his gleaming sword, a divine gift from the gods themselves, and with a single deft stroke, severed Medusa's head from her body. As the Gorgon's lifeless form crumbled to dust, her head, with its petrifying gaze, was safely ensconced in a pouch. The hero had triumphed in his first harrowing task, but his odyssey was far from over. On the return home, Perseus reached the distant kingdom of Ethiopia, where he beheld a dire and dreadful sight. Chained to a colossal coastal rock was Princess Andromeda, a vision of beauty who was about to be sacrificed to a monstrous sea behemoth, the Kraken. Joining the crowd of onlookers by the sea, Perseus heard their cries for help.
"Save our princess!"
they cried out as the Kraken's colossal tentacles loomed ever closer. Perseus knew he had to act swiftly. He could hear Andromeda's screams from the rocks. He climbed out on the rocks with the princess. He withdrew Medusa's head from its pouch, careful to avert his own gaze. Raising the accursed head high, he aimed it squarely at the approaching Kraken. The sea monster let out a deafening roar, its massive tentacles frozen mid-lunge. A
a look of terror etched into its massive dark eyes. Time seemed to stand still as the kraken slowly transformed into a colossal stone statue, its tentacles forever suspended in a petrified attack. Andromeda was saved, and the people of Ethiopia erupted into jubilant celebration. Perseus married Andromeda, and together they returned to his home. Upon his triumphant return to Seriphus, Perseus was greeted by a transformed island. The people of the island were languishing under the oppressive rule of King Polydectes, who brought nothing but suffering and cruelty. Perseus confronted the treacherous king with the head of Medusa. As the tyrant king gazed upon the severed head, he too succumbed to its petrifying power, becoming a statue of his own making. Justice served. A leader of the people emerged to thank the hero. It was Dictys, Perseus' adoptive father. Perseus barely recognized him as the years of hardship under the king seemed to have aged him significantly. With gratitude in his heart, Dictys approached Perseus and said,
"My brave son, you have freed our people from the tyranny of Polydectes. Seriphus is forever indebted to you."
Perseus embraced his adoptive father, his eyes filled with emotion.
"It was you, Dictys, who showed me kindness when I needed it the most. You are the true hero of Seriphus."
But the hero's thoughts turned to his birth mother, Danae, who had endured years of hardship under King Polydectes' rule. Perseus sought her out and found her living in a small, humble cottage on the outskirts of the kingdom. Danae, frail and worn from years of mistreatment, looked upon her son with tearful eyes.
"My dear Perseus, you have returned. You have brought light to my life once more."
Perseus knelt before his mother, his heart heavy with the knowledge of her suffering.
"I promise you, mother, that you will never know hardship again. Seriphus will flourish under a new era of justice and compassion."
And so Perseus ruled Seriphus with wisdom and benevolence, ensuring that his people would never again suffer under the weight of tyranny. His adventures had made him a legend, but it was his compassion and love for his family that truly defined him as a hero.
Okay, well, we're wrapping up our series on Greek heroes, and we have definitely saved one of the best for last. I mean, this is one of my, like, all-time favorite Greek hero stories. I love the story of Perseus and Medusa. It's just kind of a classic. I grew up as a kid watching the movie Clash of the Titans, and it was all about that story. It was super fun to watch. Now I go back and watch it, and it's, like, super cheesy and outdated, but as a kid, it was awesome. So I would love to know from you guys, what were some of your favorite moments in this story about Perseus?
I thought it was really cool when he turned the giant monster to stone to save a girl. That's Riz.
Yeah, you kind of wish you could do the same.
I already have Riz, and I don't need to beat up monsters, so yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Colton, how about you? What was your favorite moment in the story?
When he murdered Medusa. That was pretty fire, because she's Colton. A evil Demigorgon that is out to kill people, so that's cool. So yeah.
All right, yeah, getting rid of evil in the world, that's a good thing overall. But yeah, I agree, definitely one of the, like, most fearsome monsters we've come across in any of these Greek hero stories. You know, Medusa is pretty terrifying, so
yeah,
him being able to defeat her was pretty awesome. All right, here at the Manly Tales podcast, we love to talk about what it means to be a man by learning from the men in our stories. And we do that by talking about the five marks of manhood, which are strength, courage, skill, honor, and allegiance. And we believe that every man should exhibit those traits as what it means to live out being a man. So as you guys listen to this awesome story about Perseus, what were some of the ways that you saw him living out the five marks of manhood?
I definitely saw courage in this story, because he had to go up against the Kraken, which is like the biggest squid in the history of the universe, and Medusa, a thing that if it looks at you, you die. So yeah, he has a lot of courage. So yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. Definitely some of the hardest challenges that we've heard in these stories that took a whole lot of courage to be able to face those things. So yeah, that was really cool. Eli, what marks of manhood stood out to you in this story?
I saw skill, because he was able to defeat Medusa in a crafty way.
Okay, tell me more about that.
Because you can't, like, look at her, or you're going to get, like, turned to stone, you know? So he used the shield and, like, looked at her with the shield and then, like, cut her head off.
Okay, yeah. So he had to, again, kind of think about like what he could do with what he had. And so figuring out the skills that he had to be able to make it work. And so, yeah, I agree. That's definitely some skill. I think one of the ones that I saw too that was kind of a unique twist on it was the mark of allegiance. So, you know, the story starts out by talking about the king who was the one who asked Perseus to go kill Medusa and get Medusa's head. And I think, you know, a mark of allegiance, Perseus says, okay, you're my king. And so I'm going to go do it, even though he knows that this is really not a good king. And what he's kind of asking him to do is sort of an impossible task and really an awful thing. But, Perseus kind of uses that allegiance as a way to be able to actually get back at the king in the end, because he brings in Medusa's head, but it turns the king to stone. So, you know, as a way of kind of like both showing allegiance, but also kind of using that allegiance for good in a way that could help defeat the evil king at the same time. So I liked kind of that like twist to the story that it was the king's own corruption that brought about his end. And Perseus was still able to maintain his allegiance in doing that. So that was really kind of neat. What, as you guys listen to the story, what were some things that you think, man, I really wish I could be like Perseus in this way?
I wish I had Riz like Perseus.
Okay, so for anybody listening who, you know, doesn't speak middle school slang, what does that mean?
I'm in high school.
What does that mean?
That means that you know how to get girls.
Okay, so what did Perseus do to get a girl?
He married her.
Okay, but yeah. What else? I mean, why did she say yes to marrying him?
Probably because he has nice hair and because he saved her from the big monster thing.
Okay, yeah, so he confronted something really difficult in her life and helped her get out of it. So
why did you have to turn it into a dad lesson? It
well,
could have been for Riz.
That's what we do on this show. This whole show is a dad lesson.
This is my show now.
All right, so that's pretty good. But yeah, I think that's a good point. Like, okay, yep, you want to be able to get the girl, but, you know, it takes some courage and some skill and some effort to be able to get the girl. And I think that's kind of the point of Perseus's story. All right, Colton, what about you? What's one way that you kind of look at Perseus and go, I wish I could be like that?
I wish I had courage to confront bad people like Perseus. So, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So it does, I think, take some courage to stand up to the bad things in the world around us. And, you know, Perseus definitely does that by confronting monsters. We don't exactly have the same kind of monsters in our world that he did in his. Yeah, I agree. It takes some courage to stand up to the bad things in life. And I think he kind of shows us a good way of being able to do that. So that's awesome. All right, as we come to a close on this episode, like we do at the end of every episode of the Manly Tales podcast, we like to leave you guys, the dads and sons, with a couple questions to be able to keep talking to each other after the episode is over and keep the discussion going. So we've got one question for the dads and one question for the sons. And our question today for the dads is, how could you better lead your family so that everyone thrives?
And our question for the son is, how can you put your family's needs ahead of your own?
All right, that's it for today's episode of Manly Tales and the end of our Greek Heroes series. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll look forward to talking to you next time when we will start an all-new season on the Manly Tales podcast. We'll see you then.
Woohoo!
See y'all next season!
Manly Tales stories are adapted and performed by Josh Burns. For more information about the show, visit manlytales.com. Hey dads, don't forget to download your Dad-Son Challenge, 10 manly activities that dads and sons can do together. Just go to manhoodtribes.com/challenge.